Good morning.
I
read recently that Mother Teresa once said, "Peace begins with a smile." And this talk this morning is a result of several things that came into my awareness all around the same time. During the recent Rohatsu Sesshin with the empty bowl Zendo, I don't remember exactly when it was, but I remember sitting, or maybe when I was leaving to go to Daisan, but looking at the faces of people sitting and how most people seem to have a very serious, if not even grim, look on their faces. It was almost like observing people sitting in the waiting room of a cancer ward, a level of seriousness. And at the end of the day, we had a practice circle during which Sensei Ray said a few words about learning to sit with joy. And as soon as he said the words, a number of people who had been deadly serious began to smile. And the change on their faces was to me profound and also infectious. I instantly began to smile myself, and I noticed a peacefulness that was not there before I began to smile. So I found this experience quite interesting, so I did a little research and found that scientifically, when we smile, our bodies release endorphins, which send a message to our brain that makes us feel good, confident, and satisfied. Also, when we smile at someone, they tend to smile back, and endorphins get released in their body as well. So I sat with this experience a little, and I realized that a simple smile really melts away any separation that I may have been experiencing from someone else. Just a simple smile. And this was a very real and physical experience for me of being at one with somebody else, just through the smile. It seemed as if we were sharing a common experience of oneness by smiling at each other. So after the retreat, driving home, I made up a practice for myself for the coming week, which is now several weeks ago. I decided that I would try to smile at anyone that I encountered. Someone passing by, someone I encountered when I was running, someone who came into my office with a problem, at my son, at Cindy, her kids, and so forth. The experience was quite remarkable in a very subtle way. I started becoming freer and freer to smile. I don't really know why I was less free, maybe because I was too serious or lacking joy or preoccupied or not in the present moment. I don't know yet. But the practice of smiling and greeting people and life in general with a smile was enlivening. I felt happier, lighter, more joyful. I also noticed that just my smile brought other people, especially the very serious ones, to life. There was also a very tangible connection that I felt to them. Now, although I didn't ask, but just judging from their response, I think it was true for them as well. Serendipitously, a few weeks ago, Bill Jeff and I decided to use one of Thich Nhat Hanh's books as reading material for our practice circles. And in looking over the material, I remembered that Thich Nhat Hanh actually had created a smiling practice. So I did a little Googling and came up with a couple of articles about this. So I'm going to read just an excerpt from one of the articles about Thich Nhat Hanh and the smiling practice. So the writer writes, "If you read many of Thay's books," I think that's his nickname, Thich Nhat Hanh's nickname is either Thay or Tay, "you'll find his smiling teaching comes up again and again. And I think it's way more than a frill or an add-on to our serious meditation practice. Taken in the deep way intended, mindful smiling, and mindful is the key, can be very transformative. Here's a short teaching by Thay on how he views the smile as integral to practice." And this is Thich Nhat Hanh speaking. "I always say that a smile can be a practice, a kind of yoga practice, yoga of the mouth. You just smile even if you don't feel joy, and you'll see after your smile that you feel differently. Sometimes the mind takes the initiative, and sometimes you have to allow the body to take the initiative. Sometimes the spirit leads, and sometimes the body can lead. This is why when you have joy, you naturally smile. But sometimes you can allow the smile to go first. You try to smile, and suddenly you feel that you don't suffer that much anymore. So don't discriminate against the body, he says. The body can also be a leader, not only the spirit. He goes on to say, I propose that when you try this, when you wake up during the night, it's totally dark. Breathe in and smile. And you'll see. Smile to life. You are alive. You smile. This is not a diplomatic smile, he says, because no one sees you smiling. Yet the smile is a smile of enlightenment, of joy, the joy you feel of being alive. So smiling is a practice, a yoga practice. Don't say, I have no joy. Why do I have to smile? Because when you have joy and you smile, that is not practice. That is very natural. When you don't have joy and you smile, that is a real practice. You know, there are something like 300 muscles, small and big, on your face. Every time we get very angry or worried, these muscles become very tight. When people look at you with tension on your face, they don't see you like a flower. People are afraid of you when all the muscles on your face are tense like that. You look more like a bomb than a flower. But if you know how to smile, in just 1 second, all of these muscles are relaxed, and your face looks like a flower again. So we have to learn to smile, and then we'll look presentable right away. Look into the mirror and practice, and you'll see that the practice of the smile is very important. It brings relaxation, and you can let go. You feel that you are released from the grip of anger and despair. So sometimes a smile can be the most precious gift that we can give. I was thinking of this, doing all this Christmas shopping, you know, these material things that we exchange. But sometimes just a smile can really, literally be a precious gift to someone, to a stranger, to someone we love, a family member. I also noticed online one morning, and it's just as an interesting side note, that flight attendants for a Hong Kong airline, Cathay Pacific Airways, were threatening to withhold food, alcohol, and even smiles during the Christmas holidays over a pay dispute. The union spokesman said, "We cannot smile because of this situation." And because of the attention that I had been paying to smiling, I wondered how the pay dispute would be affected if both sides in the pay dispute practiced smiling during negotiations. So one final note, which is what Thich Nhat Hanh was saying, but it's important to be aware of, to remain aware of, that sometimes our joy is the source of our smile. But sometimes our smile can be the source of our joy. So let's keep smiling. Thank you.